Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
Yeah. You know, we need them. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So are you ready? Are you ready for your daily dose? Your daily dose of radio rehab.
Ready or not.
Ready or not, here we come. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, POPC Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, we recently hosted, I remember this, it's a memory. We recently hosted a hometown girl and book author.
Sure, Charlotte.
Charlotte Chun. The book was Earliest Memories. Great book. Mm-hmm. Great first book from Charlotte. And it got me thinking, and you know, about memory. Mm-hmm. And I found an article, I ran across an article from Psychology Today. It was early in the month of September. And it was by Dr. Jordan Grummet. He writes a blog, I think, for Psychology Today called The Regret-Free Life. And he wrote an article, and the title, you know, just really hooked me because of our recent visit with Charlotte. The title of the article is "The Meaning of Your Past Isn't Set in Stone."
Yeah, that's interesting that you found that article before our visit with Charlotte. There are no coincidences.
Well, I did. I found it and I saved it, and then I'm going back through after the interview with Charlotte, and it just goes whoom. You know,
yeah.
And so I said, you know, this makes sense because, you know, memory, he talks about, and we're going to talk about today, mm-hmm. memory reconsolidation.
Yes.
And he says that helps us to grow and become, listen to this, the hero of our own story.
Yeah, who we want to be. Who are we creating ourselves to be?
Who doesn't want to be the hero of their story, right?
They call it main character energy.
I like it. Well, that's what we're going to talk about, some main character energy today.
There you go.
Here hold strategies. I got to remember it. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us here on Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And for Tita's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, alligator Italian sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment, the meaning of your past. Well, it isn't set in stone. We're talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family. Passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true.
Get the Godfather alligator Italian sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a muffy while you're there. The Godfather alligator Italian sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome in. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about our memories, building on, you know, we recently hosted Charlotte Shun, who lived in Shreveport a good while, you know, grew up here. And she has written her first book. It's a good one. It's called Earliest Memories. So I'll remind people that you can get that wherever you buy books.
Yes.
And it's called Earliest Memories, and it's discovering the psychology of memory, exploring cross-cultural stories, and reconnecting with your past. Charlotte Shun, C-H-U-N. Dr. Charlotte Shun is the author, so I hope you'll get that. But it's a beautiful book.
Yes.
Well
very
done.
Very well done.
Yeah. Very well done. And, you know, and so this is, I think, a perfect connection because, you know, we do think of our past. We stir the...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blast tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com. For details.
Those memories up, but what we need to understand is the meaning of the past isn't set in stone. So there's something called memory reconsolidation,
yes,
which helps us grow and become the hero of our own story.
Yeah. So I will never forget. I guess you could say I'll always remember. Right.
Remember. Yeah.
When I first was beginning to understand this was I was taking a course in college called Learning and Memory.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of my favorite classes, one of my favorite professors, Dr. Alexander at Centenary. All my life I had been one of these people. I had a great memory. That was what I was known for. You know, in school, but also within my family.
Yeah,
people would ask
Lauren, "How did what happened here?"
Right. Yeah. They were always amazed at how much that I remembered and mm-hmm. was able to recall.
Yeah.
And so when I hit this class, and I'm hit with the fact that memories are not nearly as stable or fixed as we believe them to be.
Right.
Part of my world shattered because that had become part of my identity. And I think with so many of us, it is. Like, our memories become who we are. That's part of our identity.
Yeah.
And so I went through this phase of like, whoa, okay, so who am I beyond this?
Who am I really now?
Right.
I got to rethink this.
Right. And the power of, you know, because I can remember one of the examples is, of course, flash bulb memories.
Right.
Right. Which is when the collective or a group of people experience a big event such as 9/11,
sure.
the assassination of JFK.
Right.
Those sort of events. We all have these, what
they're
called.
Yeah, they're indelible. You know, I will never forget.
Right. And
when the announcement came over the school, the school announcement system that the president had been shot at. I was in the second grade, for goodness sake.
Right, right. You know? And you can remember that.
I remember it in detail.
With certainty.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that certain.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's an easy one to study because we know the facts.
It's interesting that you bring this one up.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. I'll tell on myself because for years, I had myself in the first grade.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think I know why I had myself in the first grade because I was actually in the second grade
okay.
in 1963. I was in Miss Gunn's class.
Okay.
My first grade teacher, Sister Mercedes.
Yeah, she was one of your favorites.
She's one of my favorites, and, you know, I loved her. When we were exiting the school that day, I remember Sister Mercedes and the principal, Sister Loretta, mm-hmm. Comforting each other.
Okay.
Crying
so
together.
So you have this strong memory of your first grade teacher.
Yes. Yeah. It was the first time, I think, that I saw adults expressing that much sadness and emotion.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And so I think that's why I connected. Oh, I was in the first grade.
Mm-hmm.
But then it hasn't been that long ago. Maybe it was a recent interview that, that I did on an author that had written a book on the JFK assassination. And I'm doing my computation,
doing my math.
Well, wait a minute.
I wasn't in the first grade.
I was in the second grade.
Right.
And I had to convince myself, mm-hmm. I had to go through, okay, I had to go back. I graduated from high school in 1974. I'm certain of that.
Right.
You know, and so I had to compute back and convince myself, okay, no, because I was that convinced mm-hmm. that I was in the first grade, but I wasn't. I was in the second grade.
Right.
And I was in Mrs. Gunn's classroom when the announcement came over the speaker. Yeah.
Exactly. And we can study especially big events like those because, you know, they're so prevalent and we can ask the people, what do you remember happening? And there are so many facts, quote unquote, facts from memory that people report that are just not accurate.
All right. So what I just did is recount a story, right?
Yes.
And stories are so important because they're the way that we go about creating meaning in our life. And meaning is how we wrap our head around. You know, that's how we cognitively understand and reconcile things from our past, right?
Right.
And so we all, most of us, I think, want to be happy, right? We want to be happy people.
That's what we say.
So being a happy person is learning how to tell yourself heroic stories about your own history.
It's learning how to be a better storyteller.
Yeah. 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 I mean, many of us experience trauma.
Sure.
And I don't think anybody gets out of childhood without some kind of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's little T trauma, not big T trauma, but plenty of people do mm-hmm. experience what is called big T trauma.
Right.
Severe trauma, severe loss of a loved one or living through some type of desperate circumstance. That's big T trauma. And so there are facts of the situation, and yet meaning doesn't come from facts.
No.
Okay?
Right. It comes from the stories we tell about the experience of
the facts. That's exactly right. Yeah. That is exactly right. I mean, I can't even imagine this, but maybe you lose a limb in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
But only you get to decide whether this was a moment that tested your soul and proved your own resilience.
Right.
Or the moment that you lost faith and just gave up, stopped trying.
Yeah.
I mean, those are extremes, right. But think about that.
And there's good news here in that it doesn't have to be either or either, right?
Sure.
I mean, you could start out telling yourself one story and then change the story and completely change the way you feel experience and go on with your life.
Absolutely. So what I want to be crystal clear about here is that choice is involved.
Absolutely.
There's a choice, and humans have this remarkable ability to choose, to decide, at least in part, what meaning we are going to derive from things that we've experienced in the past. No, we can't change the facts of the past, but what can we change? And this gives us a tremendous amount of power. If you think about it, we can't change the facts, but you can change the stories you tell.
Mm-hmm.
The stories you tell about yourself, perhaps the stories you tell about others. And okay, so if I'm halfway right on this, right?
Yes.
There are some people out there right now that are thinking most of the defining traumas in our lives happen to us when obviously we're young.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, adverse childhood experiences are reported by about 64% of adults.
Yep.
While an adult brain may be able to see the positive side of a situation and build a healthy sense of meaning, well, and this is what I think people are probably shouting at their radio right now, kids can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, kids aren't developed, their brain, and they're not developmentally able to do that yet.
Which is why it's important, you know, if you're able to, if you are around children, to model how to incorporate this positive main character storytelling into their lives.
Right.
Be a good model of that. But, we can't change what has been or what has happened.
I mentioned the Psychology Today article. The author of that article, his father passed away when he was 7 years old.
Okay.
And he interpreted his role in his father's passing as culpable, he saw himself as at fault,
right,
for his father dying. So obviously, young people often first create stories about their trauma where they're the victim. They're not the hero. But here's the interesting thing about both our memories and the stories we tell ourselves. They're not set in stone.
Right.
And that's what we're...
They're very fluid.
They're fluid, and we have, even though we can't change the facts, we've got way more choice than we think we do. Talking about that today here on Strategies for Living, talking about the meaning of your past. It's not set in stone. We've got more to come. Stay with us. More Strategies for Living coming back.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you want to holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. talking today about our memories. They're not set in stone. And the interesting thing about both the memories that we have and the stories we tell ourselves, they're not in stone.
No, and there's great choice and creativity.
Yeah, I mean,
within both of those.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Think about this. We are an evolved species of storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And so humans, as storytellers, develop this life-saving ability to collect and to store information that's vital from our environment. And stories are the mechanism through which we categorize and prioritize the information. And the processing isn't limited to what has already occurred. We use the past not just as a framework, but also as a lens.
Yes.
Through which to interpret new information, yeah, you know?
It's sort of predictive patterning.
Yeah. And so we in doing that, we both appreciate the present and we modify the past to better fit the new data that we're getting, right, that
yes.
we're receiving. So in this way, our stories, the stories are, they're living, breathing entities mm-hmm. that are also like us evolving
right.
over time.
Yes.
And so here comes that theory of memory reconsolidation. So according to that theory, our recollections of the past are susceptible to change before they stabilize.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, and each time we remember them, we have to reconsolidate them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the way I like to explain this to people, right, is I kind of think of, this is very, very rudimentary, but to kind of think of your memories as a basement or archive full of old film reels.
Okay. All right.
And so I'm going to pull up a memory. So I'm going to pull out a specific film reel.
Right.
And I'm going to stick it on my projector.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let it roll across the front end of my mind and replay it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then when I'm done replaying the memory in my head, I'm going to take that film reel off and stick it back in the box and re-archive it. Now,
okay,
that reel is not unscathed
mm-hmm.
because it's been taken down, played again, and shoved back in the box. And so that same process happens with our memories. Each time we take them out, we have to then recode them back into long-term memory. And so, you know, if you take it out and you get a scratch on the film and you put it back, it's going to be saved with the scratch on it,
right?
Or if you take it out, and if you really do some heavy editing, which is kind of what we're talking about here in terms of what you can do with the way that you retell the story to yourself, you can trim out pieces and insert new pieces, so to speak.
Well, and okay, so and you're making a great point because the author of the article that I'm quoting from and read from Psychology Today, I mentioned earlier that his father had passed away when he was 7 years old and that he thought that he, you know, it was his shortcomings
right.
that had contributed to, yeah, he, and yet as he grew older, he began to be able to reconsolidate those memories into a new story,
mm-hmm.
which was one about overcoming a learning disability,
yep.
which he had.
Okay.
And eventually he graduated from medical school.
Wow.
And so he went from feeling not enough as a child to recognizing both his strengths and his adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process of modifying, recalling and modifying the old memories, you reconnect not only what occurred, but also with the feelings.
Oh, big time.
That are attached to it. Mm-hmm. You know, did you feel strong? Did you feel in control? Did you feel as if, right. you know, you were growing in heroic ways? Or did you feel thwarted and abused and powerless? In other words, very simply, do we associate good or bad feelings with whatever memories we're bringing up?
Right. I mean, Charlotte kind of mentioned that, you know, this is, of course, within the research and the scientific research, you know, shows also that one of the ways that we flag memories, you know, and what one of the ways they become sticky, they stay with us,
right,
are those strong emotions.
Well, and here's the deal. I mean, the stories, not the facts, but the stories mm-hmm. can and they ought to change. You know, we can modify the significance of certain facts and lessen the weight of others, mm-hmm. just like the author of this article did. You know, we can take what we learn as we grow and we can weave it into a cohesive narrative about, okay, who we are and what we believe in. And I know some people are saying, well, isn't that, aren't you practicing revisionism, right?
Yeah. Actually altering.
No.
No.
It's meaning.
Yeah.
Meaning is very different from changing the story. The positive effects of reconsolidation are very powerful. I mentioned the lens. They give us a lens of meaning through which we act, we interpret, and we cope with the here and now, yeah. with the present, and what's coming in the future. This is how we become heroes of our own story.
Yeah, and the deal is both stories can be true. To your younger self, that story of victimhood or judgment or whatever strong, perhaps uncomfortable feeling is associated with that memory is very much true for that younger version of you.
Yeah.
Right? And so now what's happening is you're an older, hopefully a little wiser version of yourself. And you are approaching that younger version who's telling him or her or their self about this old event, this memory.
Yeah.
And you come up to them and you say, what if we saw it this way? It's almost like you're rereading a story to yourself.
Yeah.
And you're saying, I understand how you could feel that way, but here's how I see it.
Yeah.
And how would you feel about taking that story and moving into that version of ourselves?
This all makes me think back to 1991.
Okay.
And I had just graduated from, I got my master's degree in counseling.
Right.
In May of 1991. Mm-hmm. I was ready to hang my shingle out. I was excited about it, right?
Yeah.
And I was in with a busy therapist who wrote letters to all the doctors in the area. And anyway, I had 5 people to see the first week.
Right.
Okay. Yes. And man, I was just so excited and ready. Of those 5, okay, mm-hmm. 3 of them presented with sexual abuse.
Yep.
As a problem issue. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the problem for me. You know, I was in graduate school in the late 80s, early 90s. I took the psychology of sexuality.
Right.
And there was something in the textbook about sexual abuse.
Sure.
The professor decided, you know, that wasn't something.
You don't need this.
He didn't lecture on it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I read the whatever the small chapter was in the textbook. And again, this is no, you know, this is no, I'm not trying to reflect poorly on my graduate degree because. Right. All, you know, the spotlight came after, you know, but of those first 5 clients, 3 presented with sexual abuse. The 4th, did not present as a problem with sexual abuse, but it was in her background. Mm-hmm. And so we had to deal with it. The 5th one, you know, wanted to deal with anxiety and depression and they were free of trauma. But my point is that. Man, I felt like I was going in like,
I'm ready.
And then after the first week, what am I going to do? Where am I going to find help for this? Thank goodness. I found a book at the local bookstore called The Courage to Heal. Mm. There weren't near as many books as there are about healing from sexual trauma today. Yeah. But that book, Courage to Heal, was one of the pioneers. I was able to get my hands on it and the workbook that accompanied it.
Okay.
And so it really, truly helped me to help the people that I wanted to. But, you know, it taught me so much about dealing with what we're talking about today, you know, and revisiting the stories.
The story and being able to tell yourself something different about the experience.
Right.
Yeah, because that would be major in that situation.
Do we want to be stuck? You know, and many people do get, unfortunately, stuck in the victim mode, right?
Right.
And don't know that they can or how to move from it, you know? And there's a technique to it. And there are tools that you can use and resources that you can turn to for guidance in doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it reminds me, I think one of the biggest stories that we can tell ourselves and we can shift from, right, is the story from life is happening to me to life is happening for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that, to me,
that's a powerful shift.
It's so powerful. And it can encompass most everything.
Yeah.
If we're able to shift and ask myself, which story am I telling myself right now? That life is happening to me or life is happening for me?
And when we're stuck, I'll get on my soapbox for just a second and then I'll jump back down.
Okay.
But when and if anyone's listening and they're stuck on that victim thing, especially, know that help's available.
Absolutely.
There are wonderful...
You're not a victim of your victimhood.
No, there are wonderful psychotherapists and counselors, psychologists. There's life coaches. There's a lot of help available.
But...
Not to mention the books and the workbooks that are available.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, lots of help available. Talking today about our memories and the meaning of our past. It isn't set in stone. Talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Be right back.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. And talking today about the meaning of your past. It isn't set in stone. We're talking about something maybe you haven't heard about it. Memory reconsolidation. And that can help us to grow and become the hero of our own story, no matter what the facts are, you know. Because this involves not only those facts from the past and how we've always, you know, kind of presented that, but also how we see ourselves now and what we're, you know, what are our hopes for the future.
I was chuckling because I can remember when I first learned about reconsolidation, I really utilized that to my benefit because I learned that the biggest reconsolidation happens in our sleep, right?
Yeah.
And the way that we reconsolidate our day is actually backwards.
Oh, yeah?
So whatever you do right before bed are going to be the memories that you reconsolidate first.
Okay.
And so as soon as I learned that, I made sure if I had a test the next day, that was going to be the last thing that I did.
Okay.
I may study, you know, throughout the day, but I made sure to study it right before bed.
Right before bed.
Because I knew that was going to be the first thing to be reconsolidated.
I'd always stick the textbook under my pillow and hope for the best. You know, osmosis will come
through the pillow.
Never. I'm not sure it ever
replay
helped.
Replay your audio recorded lectures while you sleep.
I did that. Yeah. I don't know if I did any while I slept, but I recorded every lecture from graduate school. And, you know, back in that day, I spent a lot of time in my car because I was a account executive and sales manager for local radio stations. And, you know, as I'd go around, I'd replay the lecture. So, I mean,
that's pretty close. I mean, you're in a similar, you're not sleeping, but you're in a similar state. No, but think about it.
You're in a state where you're driving, you know, you just kind of
you zone out and allow the information to penetrate. Yeah.
So again, let's kind of recap where we've been here. Our past gains meaning through the stories we choose to tell ourselves. We can't change the facts, but we do have power in the stories that we choose, right?
Right.
And our memories are not fixed because our memories are about those stories. They're not just about the facts. They're about the stories. Mm-hmm. So they can be reshaped. They can be reconsolidated. Now, trauma happens, both big T trauma and little T trauma. And in both cases, to process it, there's got to be some type of reframing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that reframing the trauma and the whole point of doing that is to transform victimhood so we're not stuck, because victims are stuck. You know, there's no hope. Instead of being stuck there, what we want is we want resilience. Mm-hmm. Even the word, right?
Yes.
It's a wonderful word.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to be hopefully resilient. And so by a fundamental understanding of this process and how we can change our stories,
it gives you
frees us up.
Yeah, it gives you all the power in the world to face anything and everything, which is, you know, a huge piece, if not the main piece, of resilience, right?
Yeah.
Knowing that anything that I go through and or experience, I have the power and the control over what I tell myself about it.
Yeah.
And the story that I tell myself and others and what it becomes within my life. So, as a narrative.
Yeah, so changing our stories frees us. Mm-hmm. You know, it frees us to continue to pursue purpose in our lives and joy in the here and now. And so our memories are a running story, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so if I have a particularly stubborn story from my past of victimhood, or sadness, or whatever it may be, something that I need restoring, if you will.
I love it. Right? Yeah.
What are some steps that we can take to get there?
All right. Well, you know, again, you know, most of the time, or a lot of the time, rather, a memory is going to be activated by something external.
Okay, a trigger.
By a trigger, or what we call a trigger. It's an external stimulus. And every time that happens, we have the opportunity.
Yeah,
we have the opportunity to modify it and to rewrite not the facts but the story.
Yeah. So what you're telling me is every time I experience a extremely strong emotion, which is often unproportional to the event that occurred,
right?
I have a wonderful opportunity to exert my power through this narrative retelling.
That's it. And so in that way, building memories and our interpretation of those memories, we could also call that meaning.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah. It's the way that we create meaning.
So meaning is a very active, it's a highly active process, and it's an adaptive process, you know?
Yeah.
And from the moment that we, you know, are conceived, right?
Yeah.
There are a couple of processes that are extreme, that have to take place, or we're not going to survive, you know?
Yes.
And one of those is adaptation, right? The other is integration, right?
Yes.
And it strikes me that we're talking about both of those today.
Sure.
Here in memory reconsolidation, because again, you can't change the facts.
Right.
And we're not talking about changing the facts. We're talking about changing the story that you tell yourself about those facts.
Right.
just like the author of the article. You know, when he was 7 years old and his father died, he blamed himself. He said, I'm responsible. Mm-hmm. As he aged, as he understood, wait a minute, no. And, you know, I had a learning disability back then, and all of this was happening around his, and I'm sure that many other things were happening around that time period.
Yeah.
But later on, this guy goes to, you know, to graduate school, medical school, becomes a doctor. Now he looks back and it's totally different. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet he also then pursues his life in the future and ongoing in a very different way.
Yeah.
Because that's what I've found personally. You know, well, once you change those stories, you're able to, as you said, use the lens.
Think about how powerful that is. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about, he doesn't know who we are from Adam.
Right.
But he wrote an article in a major magazine, Psychology Today. We're talking about it. The readers of that article were probably helped.
Sure.
By his writing the article, and now people that he has no idea about are being helped by his own reconsolidation.
Talk you about see how victim it, to hero.
Yeah. And absolutely. That's, you know, that's
we all have that ability, right?
Absolutely. Check out Man's Search for Meaning, Viktor Frankl.
Yeah.
There's an idea, right? Mm-hmm. Talking about our memories and meaning, and your past isn't set in stone, today on Strategies. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan.
That's a nice little jingle you got going on.
Yeah, well, that's just you know, new meaning, right?
It's a little sing-songy. Yeah.
Strategies like for it. Living. Oh, talking about the meaning of our past today. It isn't set in stone. If you want to reference the article that we've been talking about, you'll find it in Psychology Today. It's by an author, Dr. Jordan Grummet. He writes a blog called The Regret-Free Life, but you can find that article in Psychology Today. And I would remind you again about Charlotte Chun's book, Earliest Memories. Great little book. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, what's your takeaway from everything we've been dealing with and talking about today? What can you remember for us?
Memory is fleeting, but it is our own treasure chest. Mm. It's our own, because if you think about it, so many of us remember things that others don't from our lives. And we're often surprised by that fact that we remember certain things and others don't.
Right.
And so taking that into account with the idea that the stories we tell ourselves shape our lives and who we become. You know, I would ask us to really take pride, not in the shape that you get to hold the memories, but what story are you telling yourselves?
Mm.
And which memories are in need of a retelling for yourself?
Yeah.
Pay attention to those
stories do you need to work on?
Pay attention to those triggers and let them be the opportunity to see life differently.
There you go. We have much more power than sometimes we give ourselves credit for.
Amen.
Lauren, thank you. Folks, thank you for tuning in to Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making that possible. The Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? What is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.